Hey, are you excited to be inside of the cafe like we are right now? Man, I can't tell you how pumped up I am about this year. We just keep rattling off different ideas, and we had to go ahead and hit record at some point and go live with you all. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, we're in dream central.
We were sitting here just talking, and, you know, the one thing is it's the beginning of the year, so a lot of us are sitting down. We've written down our goals. Hopefully you have. If you haven't, you still have time. Get it going, man. Just write it down. Write down everything that you need to get your day and year going, and just be ready for this week and for this next day. You know, the thing is about life is everyone's always worried about 3 months from now, 2 years from now, whatever it is. It's just right now. What do you have that you could focus on and you can grow on, right? And the first thing I would say is get your plan out and get your goal. Get a goal, folks. So, goals. We're sitting down talking about goals. We're getting excited. We're getting pumped up. 2021. Wow. I'm ready to just have a lot of fun. And, I mean, what I mean by that is we're going to put in a lot of work. Because, you know, I've come to find that I really, really, like I said in 2020, the beginning of it, I'm looking forward to being uncomfortable. I'm looking forward to that feeling all year long. Lou and I would say I feel pretty good. I feel about 90% of the time I was pretty damn uncomfortable. I think the whole world was uncomfortable for a while, right?
Yeah.
But I stretched myself out and I did stuff that I've never done before, man. And I'm so thankful that I got to do this ride this last year with Lou. And we got to sit down and crush this Car Guy Coffee game and have a lot of fun, meet people. Like right now we have Michael Landis saying Happy New Year. What's up, Michael Landis?
Year,
I appreciate you. Like, I see these prayer hands. I don't know how many times I probably use that as a post after your name.
Thank you.
Michael Landis, thank prayer you. Hands, right? Because it's like so many times I got to say thank you, right? And I appreciate you every single time. And then DJ, I know DJ just got the book that I bought a book, his book. I got it shipped to his house. He's going to sign it and he's going to send it. I'm looking forward to reading it. It's going to be very exciting. I'm pumped up about it, folks.
Show talking about it. That's.
Oh, we'll have him on the show. As soon as we get a chance to, we, you know, we have a huge lineup and we're going to talk about the next few months.
I know what it's like being brown in America.
Yeah.
I know a little something about that too. It's an incredible experience that he's putting down on paper, and it's a fun ride to know the person that we're talking to, and because I've been jumping in the book on the east side, so you can get it either way. DJ, do us a favor and let people know. Go ahead and drop in the comment box how they can get themselves a copy of your book and your experience, because folks, it's definitely something that will upshift and uplift you.
I know you can get his book.
That they know how to get it.
You can type in his name. And you can type his name in an Amazon search on your, it's available right now on Amazon Softback. You could also download it on Kindle, listen to it. I did download the Kindle, but then his book came out so quick right afterwards. I was like, well, I'll just wait till I could read it. So I'm excited about that. So it's going to be really neat to be able to read it. I think once I'm done reading that, I'm going to review it. Then I'm going to sit down and I'm going to talk with him. We're going to talk about some stuff. I got to do that with El Patron. I got to do that with Sean Hayes, so I'm looking forward to doing that with you. Actually, I got to do it with Glenn Lundy. I just read his book way before his Morning Five. This was an online book that was free also, and it was a lot of fun to sit down and read his Morning Five. It was very eye-opening to see what kind of patterns that you can form in the morning that can actually help you excel and become so much more than you ever have. Folks, I'm going to pop this up really quick.
Bing bong.
Boop, there it is. This is how you can get DJ's new book. Folks, get you some. It's ready to go. 2021 is going to be some amazing stuff. We got DJ dropping books. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Everyone, be thankful for what you have going on. Be thankful for what you have in front of you and understand that there's nothing but having fun and just with that growth. It's such a good feeling. You know, I'm looking forward to 2021. Lou and I, I'm going to go back to our goals. We were talking about some goals earlier, right? And the way we start our goals and before we do anything and before you could even get to to the next level of life, before you can keep growing, there's three things that you do. It's three F's. And so we need to get to that before we can get any further in the show, because it's really important that we, as people who are always brewing solutions, we're looking to keep growing. So let's brew and let's make sure that we forgive, focus, and fly before we go any further, folks. Go ahead, Lou, break it down.
Car guys, car gals, and all you solutionaries out there, make sure that you are not carrying the weight of 2020 with you going into 2021. We are doing what it takes to go to the next level, and it's going to require your focus, but you can't focus if you can't forgive. Once you focus, then you fly and focus and focus and fly, and you keep growing, keep growing. Help me out on three. One, two, three. Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. All right. Ah, I can't wait till we get like an entire,
dude,
like, stadium.
We will. And we're going to do that one day. I can't wait.
Together, just, wow.
I can tell you, man, my shoulders. Whoa. I ain't going to lie. That kind of made my arms tired. Not because I don't want to. It's because I've been doing that all year. I'm a little short from working out. Not going to lie, but I'm trying to do some stuff. I told my wife I want to have her birthday's March, much like mine. Mine's March 19th. Hers is March 15th. So in March, by March 15th, I want to be in good shape. You know, I told her by her birthday I was going to be in that.
I hate you, man.
But anyway, so I got to have a why. That's my why.
I got you. My why is to hit 40 and be like, yo, I was never like this in my 30s. And then I got G getting ready to really get on me, like, serious. It's about to be nuts. And I'm helping him with wrestling, so it's about to be a fun 3 months, and I'm already feeling, you know, like, it's going to be fun. Folks, we are trying to transform. We're trying to upgrade. If you didn't get to catch the episode that we had before we jumped into this new year, we talked about the different changes that are happening with different vehicles, the new models that are coming out, the new technology that's being released, and how the name is the same, but it's just upgrading. It's just making adjustments to better present itself to the world and in the experience for the customer that is giving. And so with that, we are doing the same thing that we can do too. So the more people that we get to blend our resources and our technologies and our skills and our talents with, the better things get. And these people are helping bring a message to each and every one of you. And we're so excited to be teamed up with such a great team of solutionaries that we are getting a great message out there.
Oh.
And we'd like to say, again, welcome, and welcome to the Caffeinated Culture crew, Exo-Gloss.
Exo-Gloss.
They are an incredible product that can not just help you present product that brings value, but also make sure that you're protecting your customer and the person that you're taking care of. These guys right here.
Right here. Exo Gloss, folks. Lift you up. There they are again.
There they go. I can never get up here. I got to stand too high.
He's not tall enough. But no, we are very excited to be partnered up with these folks, man. Seriously, right here.
Right
these
here.
People right there.
These kids.
Right there. Yeah. Right there. All right. So we're excited. We also have a great partnership right now with some really great folks that I'm so happy to call friends now.
Yes.
Dealership. Yes. Much dealership toolkit. Oh, yeah. You got Liz. You got Rich. And then we met Erica, their marketing girl. Oh,
she's
all amazing.
Know how to make you smile. Every
yeah.
single one of them had a different.
No, they're like all about the future. They're all about growth, and they're just now allowed to do the growth that they need to have. And because of that,
freedom.
It's going to be 10 times what they used
freedom.
To be. You know? So I'm so excited to be part of that and to see the growth and to be a person who can sit here. I keep trying to get through these lines. I wish I could put both eyes in both those circles. But I'm excited to team up with these people. They have a great product that you dealerships need. Listen, come on, closer. These dealerships need to listen to me. Dealership toolkit, it's the future.
Dude,
they're going
to
really
move your head up closer to the camera. Closer, and you can put the glasses on.
Right there.
A little closer. Oh, it's going to be a stretch. 2021 is going to require you stretch, people. You can do it, Fred.
All right, good enough. So, but no, man. And, you know, I'm sorry. I know you guys are probably tired of watching us go through there. Maybe you're loving it. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool. Look, hold on. You! No, miss that. Okay, enough with that.
Okay,
so, folks,
sorry.
We're done with that. We'll get back to seriousness. We are so excited to have Dealership Toolkit in our solutionary belt and our barista belt. Whatever you want to call it, they're going to be helping a lot of people this next year. They're already growing, and because they had some restrictions, and now they don't have those restrictions anymore. And those restrictions have let them open up to be able to do everything. And those restrictions weren't bad things. Just that you guys have to understand, when you're in this business, sometimes things happen.
Sometimes you grew a bad batch, and
yeah.
then you move on. But one thing that I'm excited about, just like everybody out there that gets a new set of tools, you do stuff to play with it. So we're playing with our new stuff, and it's cool to have our new friends in here. Brewing solutions with us. So we're so excited because,
of course,
on the marketing side, I just want to make sure that people understand real quick before we jump to the next thing, that they know Dealership Toolkit can help you on your marketing side absolutely reduce your ROI while helping your BDC and helping your BDC that you don't even have. What? If you want more information about that, you can get information just by just messaging us and asking us what kind of solutions do they have for us, because you definitely want to know. But we're excited to have them inside of the Barista Belt combination of solutions that are coming to you, just like other incredible people like Jason Garris and NextSale. We're talking about a tool that is definitely helping people prospect with the power of social media, this is something that your salespeople need to have inside of their hand if you truly, truly want to help make sure that they go, let's see, can I get the NextSale? Some of that. Jason Garris, incredible, and always helping you get to that next sale. If you want more information about them and how they can save you a ton of money inside of your marketing plan, give us a shout. We'll definitely get you connected to the right people. That'll make you, this is one solution right here. If you want to know more about next sale, the Elite FI partners are partnered up with NextSale, and it's exciting to see what it is that they're doing out there. So just again, we're just talking to some incredible people. They got cool videos like this.
Elite FI.
Elite FI.
If you don't have us, you're not doing it right. Okay, that's not an official slogan, but it would be really cool.
It's not.
Elite FI. If you ain't got us, you ain't got the right guy.
If you ain't got us, why?
Yes, Elite FI. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
You ain't a car guy if you ain't Elite FI.
No, that's right. If your F&I department doesn't have this company, then it's not Elite.
But they are some serious, serious solutionaries.
Really folks. I mean, these. I'm going to tell you, Michael Offman, great person. He's constantly doing something to grow. This year, he just added on to his repertoire. And he started putting videos, posting his videos also on Instagram. So if you guys haven't been following him on Instagram, make sure you reach out to him on Instagram. He's starting to post all his daily videos that he's been doing. Very proud of you, Michael. You're growing tons. And it's cool to see. You know, we're a brotherhood here, and it's really cool to see our brotherhood become something bigger. You know, it's our family, and I'm proud of you, man. So keep doing your thing. And of course, we also have one of our closest and dearest friends, the Think Academy.
The team that makes you
think. How do I not got one of the big ones?
What?
Because they are CGC approved. I'll do it this way. How about that? So Think Ag Group, you have some amazing people. So they have some solutions for you all over the place. Make sure you guys reach out.
Really make you think.
www.thinkaggroup.com. Make sure you guys go check them out. So, folks, much love to everyone. Think Ag Group. Man, we need to talk. I appreciate you guys. We need to talk really soon. We haven't talked a little bit. New Year, time to get on a combo. I'm looking forward to this Thursday night, folks. This Thursday night, by the way, Think Tank, we're going to have Scott Joseph. Folks, if you guys don't know who Scott Joseph is, you guys need to come watch this. Come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Scott Joseph is one of those guys that's a business guru. I mean, he started things. He did things as a young man that most people didn't have the gully or the huevos to do it, right?
Marbles.
So he went out and started his company, J&O Marketing, and he was like pretty much young in the business. You're talking about a year in the business. We got to interview him, so I got to hear his story, and he just went out and did it. Said, you know, this is just not happening, so I could do this, and why not? And he did it. And he's doing it big. Now he owns multiple stores, Honda stores. He's partnered into all kinds of other types of businesses. He's become friends and mentorships with all kinds of other business heads. He has, he's the host of the Fourth Box. He's also the host of the Move Crush Count. He's also the, I mean, this guy can keep listing things that he is doing right now. Keep looking at this camera, even though I know it's the middle camera. Don't know why, but I'm doing it. So, but you know, he's an amazing guy, folks. If you guys don't know how to get onto that, go to www.thinkaggroup.com. Go up to their swag. Just hit the swag tab. When you get there, inside there, there's a link to the Think Tank Thursday night, Thursday's Think Tank. It's an amazing show, folks. Lou and I, we happen to be co-founders of the show. We're real pumped up that we got to become one of the original people who got the help to start it, get it going. We get to be there every week. We get to have like front row center conversations with people like
awesome people.
They've had Glenn Lundy, El Patron, Ruby Tremendio. Jason Garris. They've had Dave Gamble, Super Bowl champion. David Gamble. Also, what an amazing person he is. Anyway, there's so many, pretty much everybody's come on that show.
You don't got to do anything to get this time except grab yourself something that helps quench your thirst.
That's it.
And jump into the tank with a bunch of solutionaries that are trying to find a way to help everybody's social media techniques and marketing in general
get cheesy
in a way that is more productive, in a way that makes you think, in a way that you haven't thought before. That's why it's a great place to be. Think Tank. Get you some. Get in there.
So, now that we've talked about our sponsors and our family and what we plan on doing, and we have some other things that we want to talk about.
Which you want to talk about?
You see this right behind me?
You see that?
I do. It's 120, 2021. Season 2, folks.
Dos.
Season 2.
Coming.
Our Guy Coffee is happening. We've already recorded some stuff, but we're going to be
so much.
But we have so many people. I have a list. I mean, I'm going to just name drop a couple.
All right, he's dropping names.
I'm going to name drop a couple.
Dropping them,
folks. Herb Anderson from Dealer Top. Come on now, an amazing car guy. He's much like us. He has a full time job working at a dealership. Yet he has his own show. Mm. I do appreciate him coming on the show. I know he's going to be. He's a busy guy, much like us.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited to have him on there. We also have Car Business Done Better, Sean Welsh. I got him. We haven't put in an absolute date yet, but he's already confirmed that he's all about coming on the show. I'm excited to have him on the show. Folks,
you're going to get.
I got a big name, Michael Cirillo. I don't know if you guys know who that guy is, but he's doing some big stuff. He's got his own show. He's got a lot of things going. He is an amazing person also. I've seen him featured on Glenn Lundy and multiple times. I've seen him on a lot of other shows. He has, like I said, he does have his own. We're going to not spill too many more beans. I have some people that I could also bring out that I could talk about. Man, I'm sure you guys have all seen the hats, the shirts. You guys have all seen the selling cars like candy bars. Oh, now I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right, because it is the coolest last name. But John Resurrection.
Come on, I love it.
It's the coolest name.
So I say it.
It's the coolest name.
I say it.
It's uplifting. It makes you want to feel like get a second chance, right? You keep going, growing, and don't stop. Won't stop.
A connection.
Very a big all kinds, and I can tell that this guy is an amazing person. He's right up my alley. I can't wait to have him on the show. And that's just a few of the people. I got a list right here. Not going to drop too many more, but I do have a list. That's not even everybody that's pretty ass. I also have our sponsors that are going to be coming on the show. Obviously, we're going to have our new sponsors. We're going to bring back our Think Aggie sponsors. We're going to bring back the, Elite F5 sponsor, but of course, our new sponsors, Terry Torline, is going to be coming on the show. I'm looking forward to having him on the show. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of,
Don't
do abs the day before.
And I know that Rich, and then of course Rich from Dealership Toolkit, he put out a video after we did our show.
That was a great video.
Dude's a natural. I'm so excited. I can't wait to have him on the show. You can tell that he is a sales pro.
Yes.
Professional, and he's very confident in what he does. He also believes in what he does. He's a hands-on type of guy, right? So though he is at the level where he's at his company, he is still putting his hand in everything. He wants to be part of it. He wants to be part of the growth. He loves it, and he's excited about growth. And right now, like I said, they don't have one arm tied behind their back anymore. They're going
full steam ahead.
Two punches.
Punch, boom, 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 boom. So I'm excited about that. And, of course, we're going to have a whole bunch of repeat customers coming back. You know what I mean? We're going to have some follow-up going on. We're going to have a lot of that. But here's folks, I don't know if Lou's down with it, but I already kind of mentioned it to him, but I think he is. I think that we're going to change it up. I think we're going to call certain nights, like Saturday or Sunday nights, and then Tuesday mornings and Thursday mornings. We're going to call them different shows for different types of things. We're going to have our five liners still. You guys love the five liner. I know I do. The five liner is a lot of fun. Then we're going to have one of the days, it's going to be a follow-up show. Ooh. So it's going to basically be, instead of like three episodes, I mean, instead of one episode, broken into three, it's going to be three episodes in 1 week. And so it's going to be some work. So
it's going to be a lot of brewing, folks.
But we also are excited to announce that we also have the Car Gal Coffee. I think we've talked about it a few times. We have the Car Gal Coffee episode. It's going to be coming out soon. We do need to get down with the ladies. Happy birthday, recently.
Yes. Let's show. Let's see if they can pick out who those Car Gals are inside of this.
Can you see
where they are? Can you see which guns they are?
Oh, I can't reach that far.
My hand came now. I see them. They're up right above the Car Guy. You see where it says Car Guy Coffee Podcast? There's the sisters with the big smiles. That's them. So, yeah, they are going to be the hosts of the Car Gal Coffee Podcast. We're excited about that. They are excited about it. We're going to have a lot of great guests. It's going to be a huge, huge side. I want to have not just female guests. It's going to be male guests, too. But we are going to hear a lot of women's side of the business. It's going to be a lot of fun to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, you know. And
real.
The real. But these are two very successful car gals that have come up in the business. They've been in and around the business for their whole lives. So they definitely know what it's about. But they're kind of more new in when it comes to being running a dealership, like as in like at the level they're running it at. But they're doing it at such a classy and fast and an amazing level of professionalism. And I love what they do. They do it while they're having fun. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen with the show. I'm excited, folks. You know, it's going to be a whole lot of the opposite of what we do.
A whole lot of that.
No, that didn't make any sense because I didn't know what to say. But I thought it was going to make sense when it came out. But it wasn't clever, so folks, can't kill me. No one's perfect. No one. No. I mean, as much as I want to be, I'm not. But I try. I try my best to deliver the most perfect product for you folks as possible. But I think part of the perfection is the imperfection.
That's right.
That's right. Special roast right there, folks. Brewing Solutions. And all you got to do is get you some. I remember just sitting here just talking about this stuff, talking about folks, man. You know, we just want to bring a change to the car business. We want to make it more fun and more optimistic. And for you to see that there, you can have fun in the business. You can be creative and do things that other people think are weird and they don't understand why you're doing it. You know, we do this whole podcast for so many reasons, but most importantly, we do it for the car business. This is what we're trying to leave, some kind of stamp, some kind of legacy in this business. I want to leave this business where when I retire or whenever I'm gone, people are like, you remember that subprime hero and the car guy, and that Car Guy Coffee Podcast? That was fun stuff. That was a different time in the car business. They were innovators. They did some stuff that was unique. And that's what I want to be remembered for in the car business, is being that guy who had fun. And promise you, any of y'all, if you ever deal with us, Lou and I, you get a chance, and you're lucky enough to hire us in your store and hire us to come in and consult whatever it is that we end up doing in the future. I'm not saying today, but if you want it, holler at me. But you know, you know what I'm saying. Like, but what I mean is, it's just that if you get that opportunity, we're going to have one thing that's going to happen is a lot of fun. Number two, and that's number one. Number two, just like anything else, like anybody else can promise you, we're going to make a lot of money together. But the most important thing, we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. You're going to have a smile on your face every day. You're going to look forward to getting to work that day because guess what? It's fun. The way we do our training, the way we show people how to do what we do, the way that we can implement things and bring leads into your store, the way that we can
help your finance department get stronger, the way we can show your people out in the front how to close deals. And what's crazy is today's world, it's not about the slide a card to sell a car anymore, folks.
How to get your message right
straight
there.
Straight up. Just tell them and have fun. But you got to be out there and you have to be consistent.
Yes.
Consistent.
Consistency.
Key. I've been noticing a lot of people using that word. It's good. Use that word.
Use that word.
Yeah. So use it because it's true. Make sure that you do that, folks. I'm excited. I'm excited for so much growth. Things are happening. And when it does happen, it's going to be huge.
I mean, you're lobbing it up over here because, I mean, I really want to make sure that.
Here, where's my mic? Let me drop that mug. Happy 2021, folks. Happy Season 2 is coming. Frelinar Subprime Hero up in the Heezy. Check right next to it. The car guy with Ramirez.
And it's not, I mean, don't call it a comeback, right? I've been here for years.
That's right.
I've been the car guy for a long time, and you're just getting ready to see what it is that we can do when we get the chance to be amplified by some incredible solutionaries that are helping to announce to the entire industry that you can increase your ROI and have fun. You can build relationships. I mean, these are the points that I want to make sure that you know that we have great solutionaries that we're connected to that want to help you out. And you need to stay tuned to the things that it is that we're talking about. We want to help you with your ROI. We want to help make sure that you and everybody inside of your business knows how to get and process a lead. We want to make sure that your morale is completely, completely caffeinated to where you are considered the best place to work inside of your state, inside of your city, inside of your area. Plus, you're the best place to purchase from. Not just sell, but work. Okay?
Wow.
We also want to make sure that you understand how to have that mindset. But everybody has the mindset. They understand the flow of your store from the marketing side to the sales side to the cleanup side to the mechanic side. Everybody is on the same frequency doing what it takes to make sure that your business, your dreams come true because everybody's rowing in the same direction. Then we're going to make sure, I mean, at the heart of all that, you're having fun while you then, because you've done everything that you're supposed to do the right way, the honest way, a true solutionary way, you then have an impact on your community. You impacting your community, then you worry about your revenue. Your relationships are the things that are going to root you to doing what it is that's going to make you flourish. And you're going to flourish in more ways than just your bottom line. But your bottom line will go up automatically if you start sipping the solutions that so many of these solutionaries are connected with us and have. But from there, your quality of life is going to get better. We're going to make sure that that's implemented inside of your world. If you have any questions about how it is that we can help you out, a quick conversation, a quick phone call with either one of us will help you know real quick where your solutions are at and how actually inexpensive it is to turn your dealership into a caffeinated culture place of business that makes sure that everybody is upshifting, uplifting each other. They forgive, focus, and flying. They're focused on where it is that the company wants to go, and they can help you achieve that. Plus, we team up with these great solutionaries that have been things elite.
Man, we
think about that.
We have so many. We have so many partnerships right now, and each one of them have such great value. You know, I know we talked about our sponsors here a few moments ago, and when we did, you know, you guys saw from our hearts how much they mean to us as people. But their companies, you know, and we express that also is how great these companies are. So you have to understand that what you get with Car Guy Coffee when we come in and we ever get that opportunity to sit down with you, you're going to get.
It's going to change your life.
Oh my gosh. It's, and you know how you ever had that? I remember being at some dealerships in certain parts of the country and that coffee van come rolling in. They had all these different coffees, you know, different shots. And we had like, you want the Jamaican, you want this, you want that. You're like, yes, yes and yes, right? Triple shot, quad shot. Let me get all that. And your teeth turn yellow after you drink. But I remember they had all these different brews and these different styles, and they were just so whatever you needed, they had. And that's what we're going to bring for you. Like, you know, you need a double shot? Well, man, let me get you a double shot of this, you know, Elite FI. Oh, by the way, Elite FI if you mix in a little bit of lead at five, but you take a single shot over here. All you need, just a single shot of Exoglass up in his mug right here. But you need a little flavor dash.
I'll get you some.
Oh, of this dealership toolkit. You throw that in there. But then to follow up with that, once you guys get settled in after a few months, we need to make sure that we get Think Ag Group up in here doing their thing, right? That's because what they can do is they can bring in that flavor to make sure you retain all your customers that you currently have. They're going to get into your database and make sure that it's done right. So that's what I'm talking about.
It's like Think Ag Group is what it's like trying to explain to your kid, hey, listen, there's food at home. You know what I mean? We don't got to keep eating out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's food that's really good food that we intentionally purchased for the cooking. You know what I mean? And we paid a price to get that, and it's there. And it's going to be better than anywhere else in most case scenarios. Let's go ahead and think about that and go dig into
the
I want to try this cool new thing, and I don't want to call my new customers. Well, my old customers, right? No. You got so many customers in the cupboard. You need to go ahead and think about that. Put that in your cup. Sip on it.